You know, my mother-in-law was living with me for 16 years, and our relationship was a real tenuous relationship. She seemed to reflect back to me things that would push my buttons, and I would push her buttons. And for the time that we lived together, for the time I've known her for now, because she passed away last May, and I had known her for over 20 years, and up until the last year and a half of her life, I never heard a compliment come out of her. And it got so bad that one time when my wife came home, I told her that either me or my mother-in-law had to go to the nursing home, and I wasn't really worried which one it was. It didn't make any difference to me. I read a book about the presence process, and then while reading that book, I learned that something that I already knew, I knew what I saw in others was a reflection of me. And what happened is, what he also said in there is, when we react to that reflection, we're putting our pain back on the other person. And for us to respond instead of react, if we could respond. And so I started doing that with my mother-in-law, and in the same time, I worked through the AA 12 steps again and really did a lot of the inventory work and cleaning out work. And what happened is, my mother-in-law was in the last probably 3 years of her life, and she started was in a natural place of going through leaving this body, and she slowed down and eating and kept losing weight, and I was her primary caregiver. And our relationship started changing, and I started feeling compassion and love for her and want to take care of her. And I noticed that she all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but she starts in thanking me for all that I do for her. And it went to the place that through the last year or so of her life, she probably told me and my wife both many, many times, almost many times each day, how much she appreciated all that we did for her. And she knew that if it wasn't for us, she would have ended up in a nursing home. And the big change that came for me is that I was really able to be there, unconditionally loving and being compassionate with her in that last part of her life, when I couldn't leave her more than a couple hours at a time. She was still able to take care of herself, but she was at that stage emotionally where she didn't like being alone because of the fear. And it's just an awesome, it was, to me, the big lesson was that I saw that if one person in a relationship can change, the whole relationship can change. Because she didn't do anything, I did something different. I lowered down that shield and lowered down my shield of energy that was bouncing off of hers by responding to her. And it touched me deeply. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. That's great.
Is that okay?
It's awesome. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of follow-up questions?
No, you can do anything. Yeah, I'd love to.